Well, this week, a 1970s-era turboprop plane is making a 6,000-mile flight from the U.S. to Argentina. Argentina's military dictatorship used the plane to dispose of political prisoners in the 1970s and 80s. Human rights activists and one tenacious survivor who spent years searching for the plane hope its return will help thousands of victims find closure. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
Miriam Lewin was abducted by Argentine security forces in May 1977. Like thousands others, she was taken to the sprawling naval school grounds in Buenos Aires, where she was kept for a year.
I was 19 years old. I was a student activist. I was a desaparecida, a missing person. Nobody knew where I was.
Lewin says the torture was brutal, and survival was tough, especially after learning detainees were being tossed alive from planes into the Atlantic.
It was too hard to keep on living, surviving, after you knew that your final destination was going to be being thrown into the ocean from a plane.
Lewin survived, and after years in exile, she returned to Argentina, becoming an award-winning investigative journalist. An Italian photographer asked her why she never used her skills to search for those infamous planes.
But what for? I mean, what? They're just objects. It's useless.
It took some convincing, but 3 decades after she walked out of the Navy school alive, she began the search. After years poring over military databases and consulting aviation experts, she found one of those bulky short-haul turboprop skyvans in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. The new owner even had the original flight logs. One flight, December 14, 1977, stuck out. The plane left Buenos Aires Airport, flew for several hours over the Atlantic, then came right back. Cecilia De Vicente's mom was on that flight.
Ahí estuvo 4 días, aproximadamente, y el quinto día estirada desde un vuelo de la muerte.
She was held at the naval school, tortured, and then thrown on that death flight, says 61-year-old De Vicente.
Que a mí me robaron a mi mamá, pero también me robaron a la abuela de mis hijos, ¿no?
They robbed me of a mother and a grandmother to my children, she says. Her mother's remains washed ashore and were later identified by anthropologists searching for the thousands disappeared during the dictatorship. Using those records, together with the flight logs found in Florida, prosecutors in 2017 were able to convict 2 pilots from that death flight.
Con todas las pruebas armadas, ¿qué van a decir? No, estás mintiendo.
With all this proof, they can't continue saying these horrible acts never happened, says De Vicente. Some politicians, including a leading candidate for this year's presidential elections, have been downplaying the crimes of the dictatorship.
Santana de Harvey, Liliana Clea.
Not all objections to the plane returning to Argentina come from the right, however. 70-year-old Adriana Leyva comes to hear the names of victims read by the mothers and grandmothers of the disappeared every Thursday in Buenos Aires. She believes her sister, disappeared in 1977, was thrown from a death flight, and she doesn't want the plane displayed at the former detention site, now a museum. She loathes when events are held there, too. But museum officials say most do favor the plane's return, anticipated by week's end. At a recent commemoration of the plane's discovery, Mabel Cariaga said its return is vital. Her mother was also killed on that December 14th death flight.
Y no puede seguir volando. Tiene que ser testimonio.
She says the planes couldn't keep flying as if nothing ever happened. It must come back and stand as proof of the brutalities of the past, she says. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Buenos Aires.